This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 12th. God's word for you today is Battle Cry. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 140, verse 6 to 7, and it says, Eternal One, I said, you are my one and only God. Hear me, O Eternal, hear my humble cry for rescue. O Lord, Eternal One, power of my deliverance, you are my helmet in the day of battle. A huge component in the creative process is prophesying. It is the first step in the creative process. Ezekiel was standing in the valley of dry bones, a hopeless situation, and God said to him, Prophesy, son of man, and say, Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 14, please read. Again, we must remember that we are not to engage in the flesh. Ephesians 6, verse 12 to 13 and 18 says, For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Your problem is not the witch in the village. Those are just tools in the hand of the enemy. You cannot use the armor of the flesh. You need the God. You cannot afford to go just coast through life and expect things to just line up for you. One of the biggest lies I have heard is that if you do not trouble the devil, he will not trouble you. Have you heard that before? Listen, you just do not know it. He is troubling you already. So, do not believe that lie. It is good to be on the offensive, the forward foot spiritually. They are not bringing the battle to you. Instead, you take the battle to the enemy. Stop living your life to chance. You need to fight. Fight for your family. Fight for your spouse. Fight for your children. Fight for your business. Fight for your finances. And you need to fight for your career. Guess what? God is not a respecter of persons. If you do what you should do, you will get what you should get. I often have people say to me, you are just lucky, or you are just one of those lucky ones. I smile, and then in another conversation, they want to know how I fast and engage spiritual things. So I share with them, and the next thing I hear is, you mean food does not touch your mouth for 21 days? By God's grace, I respond, and they say, I do not have that kind of anointing. Really? But I am just one of the lucky ones, right? Paul said, I work hard, so I do not make the grace of God upon my life as non-effect. 1 Corinthians verse 15 to 10. Please read. A lot of people think to have God's grace upon your life is to sit around and do nothing. The truth is that the grace of God will empower you to do much more. You just have to make up your mind. What is it going to be? People should just stop all this trying to outsource their destiny to prayer contractors. And a lot of people have taken advantage of other people's laziness. The job of a prayer contractor has become a very lucrative business. People will send you all kinds of prayers. Can you just stop this? Stop it. Stop it. God wants to hear your voice. Heaven is waiting for your voice. Can you roll up your sleeves and seek your God? Use your voice and change the things that you require. God wants your voice. When you do not feel like praying, remind yourself that God wants your voice. Let us pray. Father, hear my voice, for you are my helmet in the day of trouble. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.